بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq of reading durood and salat. Salam upon Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Friday we should increase our durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given us this opportunity to sit again, to ponder, to reflect over His greatness, His azmat, His kibriya, to make tawbah istighfar. These gatherings are for making tawbah and istighfar, to teach ourselves, remind ourselves the importance of dhikrullah, to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to polish and cleanse and purify our hearts. Last week also in the Dhikr Majlis, I explained Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali's Malfooz about Dhikr. Even a little Dhikr or Dhikr which is not done at times when a person is not paying so much attention, and even if he is inattentive whilst making Dhikr, that too, that Dhikr also has an effect on the person's heart. So imagine a person makes Dhikr with Dhyan, what effect will have on his heart? In this verse that I recited, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah knows the disloyalty of the eyes, the khiyanat of the eyes, and what the hearts conceal. Mufassireen have given various explanations, and the gist and the main point that ulama and mashayikh have extracted is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the treachery, the disloyalty of our eyes when we cast evil glances at haram. Perhaps the person who is casting the lustful glance, he thinks that nobody is watching him, or the person who he is casting a lustful glance towards knows not that he is watching, or he is casting a lustful glance at her, or she is casting a lustful glance at him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly says, يَعْلَمُ, Allah knows very well the khiyanat of the eyes. وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ, the evil intentions a person has. Even the fantasizing of the person, he begins to imagine and picture haram, that Allah ta'ala knows also very well. بَدْنَزْرِ, we have spoken about this before. Mashayikh emphasize the harms of badnazri, casting evil glances at haram. As I mentioned, men looking at haram women, women also looking at haram men, or those who are not permissible for them to see. This is something treated very, very, very lightly by all and sundry. We don't realize the harms of badnazri. This is actually, ulama have written, الزِّنَا مَبْدَأُهُ النَّظَرُ. The very beginning of zina is when a person casts lustful glance at a woman. And dheere dheere, aista aista, slowly, slowly, one thing leads to the other. وَعَارِبِ اللَّهِ حَزْرَةِ حَكِيمِ أَخْتَرَ صَابِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ used to speak on this topic almost every single majlis of his. Today we realize why Hazrat Rahmatullah used to pour his heart out. And he would say, this is the scourge of society. And he would even go to the extent and say, if a person can control his gaze and the woman who can control her gaze, that person becomes a wali of Allah. What do we understand from this? That badnazri is such a harmful sin, which is treated so light amongst all of us, most of us, that this badnazri becomes a hijab, a barrier between us and becoming a wali of Allah. You can never become a wali of Allah. You can never attain wilayat if you are going to look at haram woman or woman look at haram men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Allah says, O Muhammad, so tell the believing men that they should lower their gaze. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, the verse after that Allah ta'ala says, and tell the believing woman that they should also lower their gaze. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, they were by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are who? Azwajul Mutahharat, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers. Their lives were pak, saf, clean. They would who? In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one blind sahabi, Nabina, A'ma, Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiyallahu ta'ala, who is a muazzin of the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinah Munawwara. He's blind, he can't see. He is coming towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they were standing there. And as he came in, Nabi Kareem tells them, commands them, ihtajiba anhu. Make parda from him. So they replied that Ya Rasul, he is blind. He can't see. Rasul said, are you all also blind? Afa amyawani antuma? Are you two also gone blind? Alastuma tubsirani? Can't you all see him? So many sisters also treat this very lightly. And they don't realize that they also cast a glance. And perhaps maybe it's maybe a first glance, and then it can become a lustful glance. And this also leads to zina and haram. Rasulullah is telling his beloved wives, in the company of Rasulullah, in the house of Nubuwat, where will a person ever think of doing some sin? He tells them also to make parda, to lower their gaze. And this is such a bimari that young and old have. Whether you're a mufti, qari, hazrat, sheikh, allama, muazzin, imam, teacher, doctor, lawyer, whoever you may be, young or old, each person faces this challenge all the time. Nobody can say, I'm free from this. Sheikh Abdullah Al-Andalusi, rahmatullah, was a very great sheikh. Hadha Sheikh Zakaria, rahmatullah alayhi, in his kitab, Ummul Amrad, has mentioned this waqia. It's just for ibrat. He was such a great sheikh who had great khulafa, big khulafa. People like Sheikh Shibli, rahmatullahi alayhi, big khulafa, and muridin in the thousands. From one town to the other town, making safar, and people are becoming murids to him, and mashallah, connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, as they are traveling, his gaze fell on a Christian girl. And instead of moving his gaze away, he began to stare at her. When this happened, it is mentioned in the riwayat, إِنَّ النَّظَرَ سَهْمٌ مِّن سِهَامِ إِبْلِيسَ مَسْمُومٌ, that this casting a lustful glance at any woman, or a woman looking at a man, it is a poisonous arrow of the arrows of Shaitan. Shaitan has taken his arrow and he has shot towards you. And this arrow of Shaitan is toxic, it's poison. Once you become the victim, now he will pull you towards haram. His gaze is fixed at this woman. He is beginning to admire her. People try to stop him, but his gaze is gone. Slowly he is drawn towards her. I'm just making the incident short. He becomes so infatuated, overwhelmed by her beauty, her love. Ghairullah has now entered his heart. Now the nazar towards Allah, the nigah towards Allah is gone. And he wishes to now marry her. They agree on condition that he must graze the pigs that they have. Muridin are begging him, crying. He doesn't listen to any person. And now he loses his entire iman. He has a cross around his neck and he's grazing those pigs. But of course the muridin were sincere. They begged to Allah. They cried, made dua. Allah Ta'ala gave him hidayat again, and he realized his mistake, came back to iman, back to taqwa, cleansed and purified himself, and he came to very, very high levels, higher levels after that, and because he was sincere and genuine. But look at the nuqsan. I mentioned the month of Ramadan, there was a muadzin of one masjid in one of the eastern Middle East countries, and as he went up to give adhan one day, from the minaret, he just happened to look, and his gaze fell on the neighbor's garden, in which there was a non-Muslim girl, very beautiful, and he looked at her, he began to admire her, to stand up for Adhan, and he's busy looking at her. Then he called out the Azan, but he was so infatuated. After Azan, he came down the minaret, went to find out who is this girl, and he made some inquiries, so and so. He then proposes for her. She was a disbeliever. You see, you have to become a non-Muslim, then only we will accept you. He agrees to this. He loses his becoming a muazzin. He loses his iman. And then preparations are being made now for his marriage, and a certain date is fixed, and he's busy preparing his home. And as one day he climbs up the ladder to paint the home, the ceiling, suddenly he trips, he falls, and he breaks his neck, and he dies. He not only lost his life, he lost his iman. He didn't even get that girl. My respected brothers and elders, this is a very, very serious guna. Generally, it is found that a youngster who has this problem, he will come and seek advice. He will come to the Maulana. Maulana, I got this problem. I got this weakness. At school, university, college, I just started work, and the people working around me, it's very difficult. And sometimes my gaze falls on some woman or some girl. What must I do? He's concerned. The same thing an old person has, but he will never come and ask for advice. He feels embarrassed. But he'll continue making that guna. So what will happen? That guna continues and continues, and a person never becomes satisfied. But nazri is such a bimari that a person will keep on looking and looking and looking. One is looking at a very beautiful woman or a very handsome man, and even a handsome boy. In Shariat, he is called an amrad, bearish. He's got no beard. He's growing, and he's a very attractive young boy. Even such a boy, ulama and mashayikh have emphasized, my respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters, this is not being narrow-minded. If you see the filth that is taking place in the world today and in our own circles, then you realize that what are we listening to, and how we have ignored the teachings of our pious predecessors. We felt they were very narrow-minded. What are you talking about, small boy and amrad, and we shouldn't look at him? Ulama have mentioned behind a woman there's two shayateen, and behind an amrad there are 10 shayateen. So this is badnazri. It'll take the person away and cause him slowly, slowly to commit zina. May Allah Ta'ala protect me, may Allah protect all of us. So the elderly person won't come and ask for nasihat. The young person will come. But if that youth also does not take heed to the advice, and he continues making badnazri, as I mentioned, he never becomes satisfied, it becomes embedded in his heart now. Lifelong, he did namaz, tahajjud, everything. It comes out straight away. Any opportunity he will look, he will get carried away. Like somebody mentioned, that he says, there was a person whose gaze fell on a very handsome young boy, and this man fell unconscious. So somebody was going past, kya hua? He's saying, you know, this man, such a buzurg, he looked at his youngster, and he got the marifat of Allah. Allah's tajalliyat was coming down on that youngster, and that caused him to fall unconscious. No tajalliyat of Allah coming on that youngster. This is nafs. Nafs kachor. It was, he became attracted to that young boy, and that caused him to fall unconscious. There was one person, mashayikh always give this story, that he saw a woman, but she was in parda, and this also, we have got no right to even look at a woman who is in parda. That's also badnazri. Even though she may be covered from head to toe. So he looked at this woman and from far, and he saw she's in parda. So he was inclined towards her. Now he's going slowly towards her, and then she gets onto a bus. And that bus was going to another town. And this was not his destination. He says, never mind, I will make the sacrifice. And he jumps onto that bus. He tries to get a seat near her. He couldn't. He gets a bit away. And now he's waiting. And finally, she jumps off at one station. So he also runs behind. Now he looks for something to give her, a gift. There were no flowers or anything. He finds sugar cane there. In India, Pakistan, they have sugar cane on the roadside. And he quickly grabs a sugar cane, piece of sugar cane, and he thinks that now he'll quickly give her, and he says that this is a sugar cane for you. Ye ganna aapke hai, aapke liye hai, ye tohfa hai. And suddenly this woman turns around and she lifts her veil. It's an old lady with false teeth. Beta, mere paas daant to nahi hai, nahi chaba sakta hu. You see? My respected brothers and elders, let us not get caught in this web of shaitan. Believe me, it will only lead you to disgrace. Hazrat Arif Ramal will say, لَذَّتِ عَارِزِ مِلِي. You got temporary lazzat and enjoyment. You looked at that woman, you enjoyed yourself. Hazrat Thani Ramatullah Ali was given waqia. He was traveling in the train. Oh, he mentioned about some person. He says, there was a young boy, a young couple, probably newly married, and opposite them was an old man. Now in India, the seat is facing one another, opposite. And this old man, all the time, he is looking at this young girl, casting lustful glances at her. Finally, the young boy say, Lala ji, jitna bhi tum dekhoge, you look at how many times at her, raat ko mere paas soyegi. She's not going to come by you at night, she'll be still by me. So this is badnazri. It takes the person away, it takes the person away. Person never becomes satisfied. A person who is hungry for 3-4 days, no food. Ask him, you want to see an amrat, a young boy, or you want roti that time? Now he'll forget about that amrat, now he wants his roti. If he is saying that this tajalli coming down on that person and looking at the marifat of Allah, a newborn baby, then that time no tajalli has come, no marifat of Allah is getting by looking at a newborn baby. Why then he doesn't look? See, this is all nafs. He's not looking with marifat of Allah and look at praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is looking with lust and passion. Hazrat Arif Billah Rahmatullah said, they were once in Makkah Mukarramah, and one person sitting next to him, Hazrat, ye Indonesia se jo aurate aati hai, this Indonesian woman, wo sab sufed kabutar ki tarah lagti hai. They all look like white pigeons. Hazrat immediately reprimanded him that this is badnazri you're making. You're casting a lustful glance, this is haram. Look at the Kaaba, the tajalliya coming on the Kaaba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na dekho, na dekho, hargiz na dekho, jinki dekhne se rab tera naraz ho. Don't look, Hazrat was saying, don't look. This is the ilaj. They will give us this antidote, give us this ilaj. That a person got this bimari all the time, he's tempted to look. As I say, na dekho, tell yourself, I'm not going to look at that person. Upon my looking at that person, my Allah is going to become angry. When he came to South Africa, he says, na kali ko dekho, na gori ko dekho. Don't look at black and white. Look at the different colors of women. Unhi ko dekho. Look at that zat. Jine unhe rang baksha. That person who, that Allah who gave them the color. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers and elders, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand that this is a very, very, very serious sin, and this requires a lot of mujahada. A lot of mujahada. And the easiest thing is to lower your gaze. مَنْ تَرَكَهَا مَخَافَتِي أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ. Comes in the riwayat, that person who does not look at that haram man or haram woman, he does not cast a lustful glance, he turns his nazar away out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, I will give him in place of that such iman that he will taste the sweetness of it. In other words, Allah will give him the sweetness of iman. And Mashayikh have written, when the sweetness of iman comes into a person's heart, then Allah will not take it away. Then inshallah, fihi isharatun ila bisharati husnil khatama. That inshallah, there is glad tidings, the person will die with iman. Because he did not look at that haram. So to my youngsters, to our elderly, to myself especially, to all of us, this is a mujahada we have to make. And inshallah, if we do this, Allah will make it so easy for us. There will be tests and exams and imtihan for us. But each time, I'm not going to look. Why should I look at that person? Well, I'll only get the lanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ladhati, arizi mili. Few seconds of enjoyment you got, dhillate da'imi mili. But you get disgrace lifelong. Lifelong you get disgrace. So Allah Ta'ala give us that
ability to control ourselves. You know, Badnazri is such a thing, it's unlike other sins. Badnazri, you don't even need quwwat and taqat and strength. Allah says, as a person making zina, then the other opposite party also has to give in. This mutual agreement. Both are committing a haram. In Badnazri, he doesn't have to ask the person permission, let me look at you. He's stealing a glance at that woman. And there's no exertion of any extra strength, physical strength. Therefore, an elderly person can also, normally he's so weak, he can't even walk properly, but Badnazri, very easily he can cast a lustful glance. There's no money involved in that. Muft mein dekh raha hai. And therefore it is treated very, very lightly. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq, our sisters at home also. Allah protect us wherever we're going, whether it is the airport, whether we're traveling abroad, whether we're at home, in madrasa, in colleges, even when we're discussing, communicating also. No person is free from the promptings of nafs and shaitan. No person is free from the promptings of nafs and shaitan. And that is why we stay in good company all the time and remind ourselves, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Does he not realize that Allah is watching him? And inshallah we continue doing this. Allah will give us a pure life, a pure life, a life that is enjoyable. May Allah protect us from zina, zina of the eyes, zina of the ears, zina of the tongue, zina of the limbs. May Allah protect us from making khiyanat of our eyes. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين بسجد الشريف.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله مالي غناؤكم عافر ما مالي خطاؤكم عافر يا الله بہت کمزور ہے يا الله we are weak يا الله يا الله forgive us يا الله protect us يا الله give us هدايت يا الله give us توفيق of making توبة نصوحة يا الله guide us يا الله Ya Allah, we will get lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want your marifat, my Allah. We want to enjoy the sweetness of iman, my Allah. We want your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we want to connect to you, my Allah. We want that bond with you, my Allah. Don't let there be any hijabat and veils and barriers between us and you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage, Ya Allah, to refrain from all type of sins, my Allah. Especially the sin of zina, my Allah. Protect us from zina of the eyes, my Allah. Protect us from zina of the mind, my Allah. Ya Allah, zina of the limbs, my Allah.
Ya Allah, give us hidayat, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us istiqamat and taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of enemies, my Allah. Protect us from jinnat, my Allah. Protect us from shayateen, my Allah. Protect us from jadu, my Allah. From sihar, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good health, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, young babies are not well, my Allah. Elderly people are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have left this world, ya Allah, all the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant all the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mortal iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, die with iman, raise us to the day of qiyamah with iman. Allah, let our souls, ya Allah, come out of our bodies, my Allah, in the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Let it be in Madina Sharif. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah, the holy Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us in the Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah, without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, my Allah. With afiyat, my Allah. Without any difficulties, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Don't make us muhtaj, an only person, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us istighnaiyat, my Allah. Give us zuhad and qanaatan. Ya Allah, make us from the shakirin and the zakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those people whose ihsan is upon us, my Allah. O parents and grandparents, my Allah, wa satiza, wa mashayikh, wa apas, my Allah. Our family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, whoever's ihsan is upon us, ya Allah, you bless them, ya Allah, in both this world, in dunya and the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Protect them from all types of fitan and fasad, my Allah. Protect our youngsters, our youth, my Allah. Allah, they have made sincere tawbah in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, all of us have made tawbah in the month of Ramadan. Give us istiqamat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have made irada for hajj, my Allah. Grant them, make the hajj preparations easy for them, my Allah. Make the hajj be easy with afiyat, with good health, my Allah. Make it a mabroor and maqbool hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have not gone for hajjs yet and hajj is farad upon them, ya Allah. Give them the himmat and create the sabil, ya Allah, for them to go, ya Allah, and perform the hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those requested du'as, answer their du'as, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, salki du'a, qabool, farma. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.